From Jefferson Public Radio, I'm Eric Thiel. Welcome to another live session. Joining me today in the JPR studios out in support of a brand new record called Forever and Then Some is Lily May.
Hello.
Nice
How
to meet
you. Doing?
I'm well. Thanks for dropping by.
So glad to be here. Thank you.
We were talking just before we went on the air that you are all of 26 years old now, but have been doing this for how long?
Full time since I was for 23 years this year.
Holy cow.
So, family band. I've got also today here playing guitar and singing here is my brother Frank.
Hello.
Hey.
And we started out, we had a family band our whole early lives basically, so.
This was the Forrest Carter family band, right?
That's
your father.
Accurate.
And there were, in addition to your dad, there were five siblings in the band?
That's right, yep.
Wow. How long did that band go on? And what do you remember from that time? Because you were, three when you started?
I remember everything. I think
do you really?
I remember every show, in fact. Yeah, you know, my memory was clear back then. Just kidding. Yeah, we solid gigged. We did, you know, we played RV parks and festivals and churches and outside of the mall. We played anywhere we possibly could. And so we remained busy always. And then our dad left when I was 11. And my one sibling, our sister McKenna Grace, had dropped out of the project. So then four of us continued on. And we just continued on playing. But we then called ourselves Gypsy. With a J.
And, we remember. We've got that record from almost a decade ago. It seems
so
like
cool.
Forever, right?
So cool.
What was your first role in the band? Because you sing, you play guitar, you play fiddle now. What was that first thing you were doing?
Singing.
Singing harmonies and whatnot? Or were you up front from the beginning?
Lily was up there doing singing Jesus Loves Me when she was like 3 years old, you know, or younger even, you know, so...
Well, there is a fantastic new record for us to talk about in a couple of minutes called Forever and Then Some. LilyMayMusic.com is the web address to find out more information. Lily May and Brother Frank are live in the studios today. What do you guys want to start with?
I'm going to do a tune right now called Over the Hill and Through the Woods.
One, two. I never saw you coming. I sure didn't think you'd be gone so soon. I took off running over the hill and through the woods. I didn't do no good. Well, now my mind is aching. Days of yore so far away. And I hear you saying, girl, you're crazy. It ain't all unfair, but you weren't there. I've got a way of spinning around and round and round and round and round. I've seen the sun rise up off the ground. I've seen the sun going. I never saw you after. Years of control mean nothing now. But if we stood forever, nothing would ever come crumbling down. We'd just be around. Thank you. sun rise up off the ground. And I've seen the sun going down.
Woo! That is Over the Hill and Through the Woods. It's Lily Mae live today on Jefferson Public Radio. Lead off tune from the brand new record called Forever and Then Some. LilyMaeMusic.com is the web address. Well, Lily Mae, you mentioned Gypsy. This was a band that, well, we have a record going all the way back to 2008, 2009. It actually was a band that did pretty well, but was very hard to categorize, especially by the mainstream country music world that really didn't know what to do with you guys. Did you see that from the performer's side of life, or was it really just labels trying to figure out how to package and quote-unquote sell you?
Well, you know, I mean, honestly, we were with Sony Arista for like 6 years. We were offered the deal when I was 14. We actually signed, it took us a while to get out of a bad management deal, and we signed the deal when I was 16. So we'd recorded, and we recorded tons for the label and for that project, and you know, and all of us, and we still gigged regularly all every day. I mean, we were working as hard as we possibly could towards it, and we were all, you know, dedicated to it and everything. And it's unfortunate that in music people have such an issue with visual things, because I guarantee you 100% that's the only reason why people gave us a hard time, as they still do. Things have lightened up a lot. And I think, you know, in the last 10 years, especially in Nashville, I mean, people were shocked by us at the time, you know. Had a sister with a pink mohawk and piercings, and another sister who drew on crazy 1960s fashionable makeup, you know. But it was too much for Nashville at the time. And things, you know, it's like, well, now it wouldn't be a problem now, that's for sure. There was a time when the label at that, you know, back then, that they were, you know, what can we do? Oh, they thought, we'll replace all their instruments with new shiny instruments. It's their instruments, their old used instruments. It was like, so there was that. And then there was one time they wanted to put us all in matching blue jean outfits. Blue jean cowboy hats. Like, it's like, hold on a second, y'all. It was like, it was like we got offered the deal when we were downtown Nashville playing at Layla's Bluegrass Inn at the time, just Layla's now. I remember the day. I remember what people had on, what people were wearing the day that the label came down and saw us and offered us the deal. You know, it's like we were crazy at that time. You know, it's like we looked crazy. It's not like we sprung it on them or anything, you know.
Well, with a decade having gone by, have you toned it down, or do you think people have just come to accept who you are as individuals?
I think the times have changed a whole lot in 10 years. Think, you know, that they changed quicker than I would have imagined. You know, it's like walk around anywhere now. I mean, there's green and purple hair everywhere, and it is the norm. And it is the norm to have tattoos and or piercings or...
What is your feeling now of that period? I mean, do you wish something else had gone on, or are you happy with the way that you're able to make music now?
Well, you know, I mean, of course, you know, you just take it as it comes. What else can you do?
Yeah.
I mean, at the time, it was devastating at the time when the band broke up, and it was all that all of us had ever done. And then the band broke up for, you know, after just too much stress and strain of trying to conform to stuff. It was like, what's the point? What are we doing? What's even, you know, it's like, and people separated and went ways, but everyone is still playing, and the music is number one importance in every one of our lives still. So it's kind of like, well, nothing changed over here that much, except the band changed. Older siblings, my oldest sibling, you know, one of them moved to Canada and is a music professor now and stuff, you know. So it's like, obviously, life takes you where it does, and we have no control over that. But it was, it definitely was very heartbreaking thing to get over. I never got over it.
Mm. Well, I know a few years ago you had a pretty fortuitous introduction to Jack White, who, if not laying the path, has shined some light on the path for you going forward.
Most definitely.
Definitely want to talk about that in here in just a couple of minutes. But before I have you play another tune, tell me a little bit about that ongoing experience of playing Layla's. I've read a lot about it. I can't say I've ever been there. It is a venue that kind of caters to the visiting tourist crowd that likes country music in Nashville, right?
Well, it is. It's one of many. It's one of countless honky-tonks on Broadway. It's one of the... it's one of the few that have been there for a very long, long time. You know, there's Roberts and Tootsie's and Layla's, you know, Rippy's has been there for a long time down there, but there's a lot of new ones. So Layla's, it's an in-town gig. It's always fun. I think, you know, it's like there's a lot of difference playing down there these days than playing down there several years ago. You know, it's more of a fun thing, but it's just a super comfortable place to play. It's Layla, you know, has been like a mother through the years, you know, or a real good friend, and you know, so it's like it's just a there's always a gig at Layla's if we want to play. And
yeah, Lily Mae is my guest today live on Jefferson Public Radio. Her brand new record is called Forever and Then Some. Information is at lilymaymusic.com. She's in the studio with her brother Frank, and you have pulled out a fiddle. What is next?
Woo! I think, well, I thought about doing a fiddle tune, but I think we're going to do a tune called Wash Me Clean.
That is Wash Me Clean. It's Lily Mae live today on Jefferson Public Radio. Another song from the new record called Forever and Then Some. Well, I mentioned Jack White. Jack White's name is all over this record as producer, but more so than that, not only because he produced the record, but because you have been signed to Third Man Records, which is a family, which is a way of life, which is a way of making music that is a little out of the ordinary and a little different than other things right now. your relationship with him actually goes back quite a number of years. You were in the Peacocks,
which
is the name of his all-female backup band.
Which is funny because a peacock is a male bird, right? It's like your female band is actually named after like...
Well, there are female peacocks, but not the, right. the big plumage one, right?
Right.
You sang on Lazaretto. Right? Lead vocals on one of the tunes on that, if I recall.
Yep. I'm like, yep.
How did you first run into Jack White, or how did he first find you?
A buddy, Joshua Headley, who I'm sure you're going to be getting his new record here soon. he just got signed to Third Man. He's a buddy of ours, known him since he moved to town, since he moved to Nashville. But our buddy, Josh Smith, had seen us play down at Layla's. Yet one more thing that came from Layla's. And he recommended me for some session work, actually recommended my sister Scarlett and myself. Jack had been looking for a fiddle player and some mandolin. And so we went in and did some sessions, and then they just kept calling me for stuff. And then I ended up playing on a tune on the Blunderbuss record on the last song on that. And then, so I just started doing studio work over there. It was just got called in as a recommendation. So it's pretty cool.
And you get to make vinyl records.
For the first time.
Yeah, that's kind of cool.
For the very first time.
Interestingly, on this debut, you wrote every song.
Yes, sir.
But you recorded far more than what ended up on the record.
We recorded 27 songs.
Were they all yours, or were there some covers thrown in?
There was one instrumental cover.
That's it?
Yep.
Wow.
Yes, sir.
You have been busy. How did you end up landing on the songs that ended up on the record?
You know, it was actually, we recorded so much, and we just, you know, kind of bam, 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 knocked out a bunch of stuff. And the narrowing down process, as tricky as it might seem it would have been, was really natural. And between Josh Smith, who engineered, and Jack and myself, all eventually coming to the spot of, hey, we have to pick the songs for this. When all three of us came back with our picks, they were the same.
Oh, wow.
Minus maybe one or two songs that we ended up, you know, rearranging, but the whole, so it was like everyone was kind of leaning towards the same thing.
Wow. Well, you know, at least for the first decade of his musical career, he wasn't exactly known for the kind of stuff that you are making, a little bit more so with Raconteurs, and in recent years he's branched out a lot with Margot Price and whatnot. How does his sensibility shape Lily Mae's music?
Well, I think that he's a lover of music, and he likes things that are real, and he, you know, like, obviously he's put out some incredible things on his label, and the things that he's done for the music community is he's done some really incredible things.
He's such a talented musician in so many ways.
Heck yeah.
In the studio, does he want to just instinctively jump in and participate, or was he pretty hands off?
No, he was
in terms of making the music.
He's not hands off, but he definitely gives a lot of freedom, you know, a lot of freedom, which is exactly the situation I needed. I needed to go in and just record my songs without, you know, like a lot of, you know, certain things or judgment, or like, you know, it's like being the kind of person I am, if, you know, it's like criticism can just destroy me. So, you know, it's like, thankfully, like I ended up working on this record, working with somebody I was super comfortable playing with, had been in a band with for a couple years at that point. So it was just like, and I was super comfortable in that studio, and, you know, it was just really, he's super awesome to work with. I love working with him. I would love to get the chance to record again in the future. I'm not saying that would happen, but if it ever came up, I'd be like, heck yeah, it'd be a great fit, I think.
You've brought in...
You never know what that guy's going to do.
You brought in a couple of siblings, not only for the recording session, but one of them obviously out with you on tour. How many of them are still making music? Are they all?
Is there
a chance of maybe at some point a gypsy reunion recording?
There will never be a gypsy reunion.
No?
We don't own the name. We don't own our band name.
Well, there you go.
So we're, you know, the family band is always going. The Rishis, there's Rishi Facebook and stuff. Like, you know, my sister Scarlett is in Nashville and holding down the fort, and she and my sister Grace, like, you know, we play together all the time at home.
Well, it's a great new record, and
thank
I'm
you so
thrilled
much.
That you had time to stop and visit with us.
Thank you so much. So I'm so glad we were able to. Thank you.
Lily Mae is my guest today live on JPR. That new record is called Forever and Then Some. Lily Mae Music, MAE, by the way. LilyMAEMusic.com is the place to go for more information.
Thank you.
She's here with her brother Frank, and they've got one more tune. What do you want to wrap up with?
I think we'll do a song called To Go Wrong, and thank you so much for listening. Hope everybody has a great day.
That is Lily Mae performing live today on Jefferson Public Radio. The brand new record just out is called Forever and Then Some on Third Man Records. Lily Mae, her brother Frank, thank you guys for coming by. It's nice to meet you both.
Thank you so much for having us. It's been a pleasure.